BizScoops is proudly produced by NewsScoop.
Good day to you and welcome to BizScoops for business news local and international. My name is Isabel Potgieter. On the show today, the consumer price index increased to 4% in April and the government wants to send a delegation to the Strait of Hormuz. The economist Waldo Kriegel talks about indicators that still look uncertain. In international business news, a large UK-based financial institution plans to reduce its workforce due to the use of artificial intelligence. In investment news, Greencoat Renewables will move its secondary listing to a dual primary listing on the JSE main board, and we continue our discussion with the operations manager of Just Money, Pieter Wasserval. Today he shares practical and valuable tips on how consumers can save money on fuel amid ongoing financial pressure. South Africans are being hit hard by sharp increases in electricity, petrol and diesel prices, which pushed inflation significantly higher in April. Standard Bank Group Head of South Africa Macroeconomic Research, Dr. Alna Mwelman, explains the reasons behind the rise in inflation and what it could mean for the South African Reserve Bank's interest rate decision later this month.
In April, consumer inflation increased to 4% on a year-on-year basis from 3.1% on a year-on-year basis in March. This was, of course, largely owing to the spike in fuel prices in April. Core inflation, which excludes energy costs and food prices, increased by a more modest 3.6% on a year-on-year basis, and so it still remains a lot closer to the Reserve Bank's new 3% inflation target than the old 4.5% aim. The Reserve Bank is naturally concerned that the sharp increase that we're seeing in fuel costs will ultimately cause a broadening of inflation pressure, or the so-called second round inflation pressure. It is too soon to assess it in this data set, however, because these pressures take time to develop. We have seen in this data set that transportation costs have increased significantly. This ranges from airfares to taxi fares to long-distance bus fares to e-hailing services. The Reserve Bank may unfortunately hike interest rates to ensure that this increase that is underway in inflation will not lead to secondary inflation pressure.
The Minister of Mineral and Petroleum Resources, Gwede Mantashe, says government plans to send a delegation to the Strait of Hormuz to investigate disruptions to global oil supply routes amid tensions involving Iran, Israel and the United States. Delivering his budget vote speech in Parliament, Mantashe reiterated that Iran's control of the strategic waterway is affecting international oil transport and pushing up fuel prices. He assures South Africans there is no immediate risk of fuel shortages despite rising costs. He reiterated government's plans to expand local oil, gas and refining capacity to reduce dependence on imports. And last week, we reported that South Africa's official unemployment rate rose by 1.3 percentage points to 32.7% in the first quarter of the year. We asked Chris Hutting of the Centre for Risk Analysis what this reveals about the country's economy, the broader population and the state of the workforce.
A 20-year comparison shows the scale of the structural failure of the South African economy, especially when it comes to unemployment. In March of 2006, South Africa recorded a total employment of approximately 13.6 million at an unemployment rate of around 25%, already high by international standards, but sustained by a commodity-driven growth cycle that was still generating formal jobs. Since then, the working age population has grown by roughly 12 million, while jobs have grown by only 3.1 million. The gap between population growth and job creation has widened in every decade, and no policy cycle has reversed it. Persistent labor market weakness suppresses household income, constrains formal consumption, and elevates social instability risk ahead of the November elections.
We now have the economist, Professor Waldo Kriegel, on the line with us. Professor Kriegel, last week we talked about the month's indicators, but things still seem uncertain this week, don't they? This amidst the ongoing conflict in the Middle East.
The oil price is higher because there's so little progress with either the war or the peace negotiations. The Economist reported that it's American oil exports and Chinese reserves that have helped so far prevent the price from going even higher. But markets are becoming concerned. They are also concerned about interest rates. As the inflation impact of the fuel price shocks is now becoming apparent, the expectation is that interest rates will have to rise. Few central banks have raised policy rates yet. But in bond markets, rates are rising. As this happens, gold loses some of its appeal. Nobody wants to hold too much value in an asset that doesn't pay interest when interest rates are rising. Both of these factors are weakening the rand somewhat. Here in South Africa, the past month's Pay Inc. Economic Index showed that consumers are under pressure and are cutting back on other spending to absorb the higher fuel costs. The impact on businesses is not far behind. APSA and the Bureau's Purchasing Managers Index shows that businesses stockpiled inventory in April in anticipation of rising costs.
Thank you. That was Professor Waldo Kriegel, an economics professor at the Northwest University's Business School. If you'd like to hear more from Professor Kriegel, you can listen to his daily podcast called The Economic Minute on Spotify and Anchor FM. The UK-based financial institution Standard Chartered plans to reduce its back-office workforce by more than 15% as the bank expands its use of artificial intelligence and automation. It is expected to affect around 7,800 jobs by 2030. According to the company, some employees impacted by the restructuring could be redeployed to other roles within the business. The strategy aims to improve efficiency, streamline operations, and boost profitability. Standard Chartered has significant operations in countries such as India, China, Malaysia, and Poland. It has not indicated where the job reductions will be. The announcement follows similar AI-driven restructuring plans by several major global companies as businesses increasingly turn to automation to reduce costs and improve productivity. Greencoat Renewables will move its secondary listing on the JSE's Alt-X to a dual primary listing on the JSE main board from 28 May. The Dublin-based renewable energy infrastructure company says it has received all regulatory approvals for the move and will not issue any new shares as part of the transfer. Greencoat Renewables says the shift reflects growing interest from South African institutional investors and is aimed at improving market visibility and investor access. The company will continue to maintain listings in Dublin and London while focusing on long-term growth and shareholder returns. Before we say goodbye, we are joined by the operations manager of Just Money, Pieter Wasserval. Last week, we spoke about the importance of saving as part of your monthly budget. This week, we zoom in on household expenses. Pieter, what fuel saving tips help cut transport costs right now?
So if you look into something like lift sharing, there are nowadays very good public transport options. You can service your car to get better fuel economy. You check your tires, reduce your load, and you plan your route so you can drive at a consistent speed. And all of those put together, at the end of the day, you can rack up quite a bit of savings on transport costs.
How can people prepare for rising food and household expenses?
So I think the key here is to plan your meals. And you buy in bulk where suitable, and you choose the cheaper brands. You can stock up on non-perishables, or you can buy one or two extra per shopping order. So the key here really is not to be spontaneous and last minute. Those are the meals that end up costing you the most.
And that was the operations manager of Just Money, Pieter Wasserval. Thanks for joining us today. We'll be back next week with more business news, local and international, on BizCoops. My name is Isabel Potgieter. Goodbye.
And this was another edition of BizCoops, proudly produced by NewsScoop.